Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Spring is my favorite time to start a new workout routine. With the weather warming up, it feels easier to get into the rhythm of things. Whether you have 20 minutes or an hour for a Pilates class or outdoor guided walk, Peloton has everything you need to help you get going. Get a head start on summer with Peloton at onepeloton.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weight loss. That's PlushCare.com/weight loss. PlushCare.com/weight loss.
You but guy with good credits.
Welcome to the Two Black Guys with Good Credit podcast.
Whoa, bro. We've been doing this show for 7 years, and now we're all of a sudden the Two Black Guys with Good Credit just because we get a little bit, we've gotten paid a little, got some more sponsorship. You want to put this new title in front of us? We get our Two Black
Guys. A little fancy.
We're in, oh my, listen, this is a problem with us, you know. We get a little cash and we want to start, we got to stick to our principles, our core values, Matt. I brought you on this Two Black Guys Good Credit podcast because you are financially conservative, frugal, a.k.a.
cheap. First off, you didn't bring me on. You did. We started this together. Not like, I ain't
want to. That's how we do now. And once we get big, we're no longer, I brought you in, I'll take you out kind of attitude, okay?
Anyhow, I was, I thought it sounded, sounded fly. You know, you're a fly guy, Sean.
So they say.
I don't live in Brooklyn anymore, but I got peoples out there telling me you riding around looking real fly, spending all kind of money.
No. I'll always be that conservative, financially conservative. And there's an art to being that way, Matt. You should know that. Come on. So, let's tell our secrets. Come on, tell your secrets. Can we tell our secrets to show?
Hey, I'm an open book. Let's talk about it. What you want to talk about?
Since you like titles, I'm going to call this show, the episode, The Art of Being Cheap. How do you like that?
I'm with it. I think you're definitely a master artiste when it comes to being cheap. You know a lot about being cheap. So I think, let's talk about that. In terms of an art form, I think a lot of people who maybe spend too much could benefit from studying a little bit of the art of being cheap. So let's do it.
Let's take away the stigma or the bad perception that people have about, being financially conservative, being cheap, watching your money, budgeting. Let's give them a list. People love our list. Let's give them a list.
All right, so let's jump into this. Top 8 tips about the art of being cheap. All right, people. Tip number 1, we encourage you all to be honest with yourselves about your finances. Don't worry about keeping up with the Joneses. A wise man once said, I think that one should recognize reality even when one doesn't like it. Indeed, especially when one doesn't like it. So, if your account is low or if you're struggling or if you're, living check to check or whatever, if the funds are a little tight, you have to be honest with yourself. Don't go out here trying to, sugarcoat things and put your head in the sand or front for people. Plain and simple, confront the reality. Being truthful about your financial health allows you to make the right decisions that lead to the eventual financial security that you're seeking. Analyzing your income, expenses, savings, and debt provides a clear view of where you stand and the necessary steps that you should take. Sean, you agree with this?
Yeah, I believe self-awareness is very important. Keep it 100% with yourself, where you are, where you stand, where your financial position is, will help you really set that baseline of how you need to make solid financial decisions and practices. I've seen so many people trying to live outside of their budget, and it just creates a bigger and deeper hole. And eventually what you do in the night will come out to light. Eventually it'll all come back to hurt you down the road, especially if you're young. If you're in this position where you're young and you're spending beyond your means and accumulating all this debt that is, you can't even, I've known people that can't have debt and he can't even account for the debt, how it came. You know, student loans, fine. You know, mortgage, fine. But if you have high credit cards and you can't even pinpoint to why these cards are so high, then that's where you're living beyond his means. You're not keeping it 100 with yourself. It goes right to my number seven. It's about keeping your expenses low. I can tell you this from experience. You know, the first 100,000 you make is a bitch. You got to do it. You know what I mean? The first 100G that you make, you may think like, oh, I can't do it. I remember when I was looking for property and I was looking for brownstones, and the down payment at that time, you needed about $40,000. And I could not for the life of me figure out, how did they get here? How did they do it? But then I realized by budgeting and, you know, a couple bonuses, a couple things here and there, I finally got the money together to do it. So it means that, you know, you can make sacrifices. I made sacrifices walking everywhere, not eating out as much, you know, as Matt just mentioned, Groupons, finding coupons and ways to get cut deals. And then after you get into that like rhythm, you know, it's common like running. After you kind of run for a number of times, or you get in that rhythm of being like financially conservative, aka frugal, you'll see that, hey, your savings are starting to go up. You know, you're seeing, hey, the benefits of my sacrifice are starting to pay off. You know, so I would say the first thing is to like go over your expenses. You should always be revisiting, looking for opportunities, keep those expensive lows low. And I just want to say one more thing before we go to number six, Matt. Sorry, just so people remember this, that saving a dollar is just as valuable as earning a dollar.
Okay, that's a bar. Let's see. Saving a dollar is just as valuable as earning a dollar. For the people in the back, I hope everyone took note. You're just going to let it sit there? You're going to break that down?
Marinate on that. Saving a dollar is just as valuable as earning a dollar.
Hold that, people. All right, well, I'm going to move us on to tip number six. Don't be stupid about spending. And that might be a little harsh language, folks. I'm not calling you stupid. I'm just saying sometimes we all can make stupid decisions. We need to minimize that, people. When it comes to spending, this principle rings particularly true. Avoid making impulsive purchases. Instead, you got to take a moment to consider whether this purchase is a want or a need. If it's necessary, or if you're just hyped up because you've seen something in the streets and you got to have it. But then if you really pause and think about it, it's like, no, I don't need that. Then it's not helping your overarching goal. So intelligent spending, that will positively influence your financial health in the long run. Mindless spending, impulsive buying decisions, that's what's keeping you broke. Frugal spending, basically what that means is you're being mindful. You're planning everything. You're planning what Absolutely. You're spending. Exactly.
And am I going to amen?
Amen. Praise him. So frugal spending is being mindful, planning, you know, planning on all things that are needed and what's worth the spending, what's worth the cost. Mindless spending is just the opposite. You're just willy nilly and you're not tracking. And then you find yourself coming up really short. So tip number six, don't be stupid about your spending.
Tip number five, I love this one. Don't manage your finances like everyone else. Here's another bomb for you, Matt. I may need to translate it for you, but check this one out. Mimicking the herd invites regression to the mean.
Oh, that's a quote right there.
You like that. Yeah, instead of following the crowd, understand your unique financial situation and tailor your financial strategy to suit your circumstances. Doing what works for others may not necessarily work for you. My mom used to always tell me, whatever is good for everyone else may not be good for you. Remember, the average person is broke, okay? Especially in a country of America. We're so conditioned to just spend. So just because they look nice, they dress nice, doesn't mean they have it. Just think, the most times the person that's giving you advice is broke, okay? Doing what everyone else does will lead to the same results. Being in debt and broke. Being frugal is an unusual and above average in finances. You're not going to meet people that are really conscious about saving and spending. Have a conversation amongst your friends and see how many of them are really into like watching their spending habits. Most aren't, unfortunately.
Also, like to this point about don't manage your finances like everyone else, it's like you don't know the truth about what the people you may hang out with or you may see in your everyday lives. You don't know what they're dealing with or what's real or what's fake or what if they're fronting or not. But what you do know is what you have. So what you should be focused on is your own pockets, your own budgets, your own goals, instead of looking across the street or looking, you know, at the Joneses or everyone else and what they're doing. You got to focus on reality and focus on your own goals. Stop worrying about what everybody else is doing. So I like that tip. Thanks for that, Sean. Thank you. So let's move on. Tip number four. Don't try to get rich quickly, people. This is, you know what, like back in the day, like, you know, when grandma would cook a meal, they would slow cook it in the oven. You know, it's not no microwave frozen dinner. The best dinner is that slow cook. So I got a quote for you, Sean. Here's a quote. The desire to get rich fast is pretty dangerous.
Oh, that's a bomb.
It's a fact, too. Yeah,
it's true. And, you know, social media, celebrities, they make you think that it's the best way to get rich is to be get rich fast and it can happen overnight. But it's slow and steady growth and consistency.
Absolutely. And I'm telling you, that slow cooked meal, that crock pot, that fall off the bone, whatever, you know, it's a much better meal than that microwave. So you, from the health benefits of the food, when you slow cook it or you cook it right, as opposed to just fast food, it's the same with your money. If you're slow cooking and really planning your path to wealth and you're really planning it well, it's going to have a foundation that's going to stick. You know, put in a plan and work on it. Build it gradually through constant savings and wise investments. So, Sean, kind of to this point of don't try to get rich too quickly. We don't want this show to finish too quickly. And we're going to have to take a break soon. But before we take a break, I don't want to go to a break too quickly. There's some of our tips. You know, we got a top eight, but there's a couple tips we had that didn't quite make the list. Can you share one of those bonus tips before we go to commercial break?
Okay. Well, this tip is for the brothers out there, for the men out there. I've heard too many stories. I was actually just in Canada, and one of my friends that I went to school with, he met some love, Asian love in Thailand, and decided to keep sending her money to help her with her dental, to help her with her kids. So I'm going to just warn people out there, don't fall for the okie doke or the internet love, okay? You know, have fun on the internet, but you know, that's a way that if a woman is only going to love you because of what you can send her, then that may not be the one for you, okay? So for all those guys out there that found their, and sometimes I don't know why they're not worried, that the face may not be the voice behind the face, you know? Don't fall for that okie doke. Don't fall for that internet love. That's my little side go to commercial tip.
Wow. All right. I didn't think we were going that direction. But yeah, fellas, keep your money is your money. Don't simp. Don't fall in love in the strip club. Be careful.
Yeah. Only bring a limited amount of dollars to the strip club and leave your bank cards and credit cards in your car. OK, budget yourself to the strip club. OK, do not bring your ATM or credit card into the club. Get a certain amount of singles. And that's what it is. Okay.
Wow, that might be the most valuable tip. No, it's not. But that was everybody write that one down, fellas. So before we continue, we got to take a quick commercial break, pay some bills. So everybody stay tuned. Today we are discussing the art of being cheap and giving you eight tips plus a bonus. But right now we're going to break. So stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Spring is my favorite time to start a new workout routine. With the weather warming up, it feels easier to get into the rhythm of things. Whether you have 20 minutes or an hour for a Pilates class or outdoor guided walk, Peloton has everything you need to help you get going. Get a head start on summer with Peloton at onepeloton.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Welcome back to the Two Black Guys with Good Credit podcast. I'm Matt Smith, and this is my friend Sean Linden. And today we are breaking down the art of being cheap. That's right. It is an art like Picasso, like Stevie Wonder. Like, there is an art to keeping your money in your pocket. And Sean, it's time for you to break down tip number three.
My number three is avoid the consumer lifestyle. Matt, all of humanity's problems stem from man's inability to sit quiet in a room alone.
Talk about it.
Yeah, consumption.
What's that mean? Break it down.
Well, consumption often leads to a cycle of spending and debt. You know, be humble. Break free from this cycle by avoiding unnecessary spending on luxury goods and services that can save a substantial amount of money. I mean, to me, I always have the mindset that somebody else has to pay for this, meaning like tenants, maybe a bonus or some sponsorship, even trip. But I am really trying to find somebody else to pay for my lifestyle in a lot of sense. I'm not trying to dip too deep into my pocket when it comes to certain to travel. I always look for more rewards, hotels. I look for free stays. You know, I like to go to a lot of parties where it's free, where I get an invite, you know, those type of things.
You're talking about OPM?
Other people's money? Yeah, boy. That's the way to do it. Celebrities do. You think the Jay-Z's, the Kanye's, the Barack Obama's, you think they're paying to go into places?
Nope.
Absolutely. They're not. If it's a paid party, if it's $10, they're not going. Those guys do not go into their wallet, okay? They do not go into. I just remember hearing about a couple of the Hamptons, that they had a big party and Jay-Z was there and he was wearing one of those Philippe $8 million watches. I probably guess you Jay-Z never paid $8 million for that. But by him wearing it, people talking about it, they probably already sold so many watches. So the rich, you have to understand, they're not trying to pay for anything. So why should I, as a poor man, try to pay for something?
You make a great point there, Sean. Yeah, everyone, y'all need to consider that. Like, you know, find other people's money or other opportunities, or find a way to where you're not tapping into your own resources, not digging into your own wallet or purses. If you don't have to, look for those ways to spend that OPM. I'm with you.
Other people's money. There you go. Well, give me number two, Matt. Drop it.
All right. The art of being cheap, folks. This is tip number two. And that tip is for you to focus on independence, not wealth. And this tip, it reminds me of people who talk about it's about the journey and not the destination. Focus on the process. Focus on, you know, rather than accumulating wealth for its own sake, prioritize financial independence and the habits that build financial independence.
Yeah, I agree. Like, your focus should not be on like getting rich. It should be focusing on maybe creating an independence, providing a better life for your family. You know, those should be your goals, not about how much money you can accumulate into an account. Should be about making a certain lifestyle change, and then you'll see the path a lot clearer, you know?
Totally. Having enough to live comfortably without stress is more fulfilling than amassing wealth. Now, that's not to say that, you know, we're not, I'd be fine with wealth, but I'm just saying that shouldn't be your focus. Live within your means, invest wisely, and aim to build a financial cushion that will allow you to live independently. Money is a means to an end and not an end in itself. You make money. Money don't make you. Money is the best tool. Money is a tool best.
That's a stripper quote, man. You make the money. Don't let the money make you. Hey, a stripper quote, man. That was a stripper quote. I like that, bro.
A stripper quote.
Go make that money. Don't let that money make you. That's before they get on the stage. That's like put in their head.
Well, I mean.
Make that money. Don't let the money make you. That's a stripper quote, man. Were you a stripper back in your day?
I will not confirm nor deny.
Oh, shit.
But the point is, it's the truth. I make money. Money don't make me. I am who I am before.
You do live by that. You do live by that, Brad. No matter how much money you make, man, you're always keeping the same. You keep it 100.
Absolutely. And money is a tool best used to buy your independence from others. So that's it for number two. Sean, you know, why don't you bring us home with tip number one?
Matt, this one is kind of led into it before we went to commercial break, but I'm going to kind of dig deeper into it. I'm going to go, as I like to call it, into a deep dive of it. And I'm going to give you another quote, Matt.
Oh, okay. Me buckle
up. And I want you to listen to every word I say. Smart men go broke in three ways. And they're the three L's, Matt: liquor, ladies, and leverage.
Boom. That's a bomb. That's a bar. That's a fact.
You know what, Matt? Some factors are like are destructive to your personal finance. No matter how much books you read, I've seen the smartest people, read the most books, have doctorates, lawyers, doctors, surgeons, whatever. And they can be weakened by one of the three L's. you know, relationships, you know, that you know you shouldn't get out of. And my goal, my motto for 2023 is do not ignore the signs, you know. So you may get into relationships that you know are unwise, you know, are affecting you financially, mentally, and you stick with it. Continuous substance abuse, you know, beyond alcohol, could be even marijuana, other types of drugs, anything you're addicted to, can also cause financial abuse. And then leveraging, where you've gotten, where you have too much of your money in one thing, you've overexposed yourself, and you know, you're trying to hit that home run, that fast money. These are things that can send you broke. I did a little old school for you.
All right. No, that's a great number one. I appreciate that, Sean. But you know, the listeners, they want to hear about you got a bonus for the people?
Well, my bonus is, you know, part of your frugal journey should be choosing your friends wisely, because the wrong person can become like a virus and in your head all the time. When you're going out, they're like, come on, Sean, let you buy it. Give me the car, making you feel guilt trapping you, you know, going on things that you know you can't afford, trying to be in. So my number one, my bonus one, it may be hard, it may be harsh, but you know, you really have to choose your friends wisely if you want to continue the financial journey. Because there's some people, you may tell them, I'm trying to save, I'm trying to budget, and they just don't get it, or they don't care. You know, one of the two.
Got it. Well, I want to take it another direction. So we gave people the tips on the art of being cheap. We gave them a couple of bonus tips. I want to flip it on its head real quick and just say there are some instances when it's okay to spend a little money. So don't overcorrect, you know, be cheap when it makes sense. You don't want your everyday life to be spending and balling, but I'm just saying there may be come a time if there's a big celebration, something big happens in your life, you come into some money, or maybe it's a wedding, it's a birth, your child's graduating. You know, there are times, and you can always still exhibit or you know, use smart financial sound judgment. But I'm just saying there are times where if you do have, or you save up, you plan for, there are times when it's okay to enjoy the fruits of your labor wisely. So I'm just saying, for all the folks out there that might be like OD with the cheap, there are times, like, you know, wife, you know, your 20th anniversary, or your 10th, whatever, however old you are, however long you've been in your journey, just be aware that there are times, special occasions, and plan for those where you don't have to bring out the Groupon.
I call that rewarding yourself. You can reward yourself every now and then. You can build to something and celebrate. And as I like to do, ball out. But you should reward yourself. You know, if I make $100, I always say, okay, I'm going to reinvest 40 of it, maybe save 20 of it, maybe help a friend with another 20, but I'm going to ball out for 10 of it. Don't ask me what I'm going to do. I may bring it all to the strip club. I may not, but I'm going to ball out for 10 of it with no questions asked, because the thing that I call is life. It's short. So I enjoy it along the way. I'm not waiting for some pinnacle moment to live. I try to live every day to the fullest.
Well, clearly either Sean doesn't go to the strip club, or I don't really want to know what Brooklyn strip clubs you're going to where $10 is.
I don't go to the strip clubs.
That's clear, but I understand. Yeah. And I appreciate the point. All right, Sean. Well, let's wrap this up. We gave people, I think, some really good tips on an art form that I think is often not even thought of as something that they should be doing. And that's the art of being cheap or frugal and just wise about how you're spending your money. So as I always say, nothing changes if nothing changes. And if you're trying to build wealth and you're overspending and you're just a little too loose with your money, you got to change that mentality. So folks, for Two Black Guys with Good Credit, I'm Matt Smith, and study up on the art of being cheap. I'm gonna pass the mic to Sean.
I'm Sean, the better half of Two Black Guys with Good Credit. And every time you want to spend, I always have these little birds in my head all the time that just chirp along the way throughout my day, throughout my journey, that help me make the right decisions. And those birds just sing a harmonious song, and it goes like this. Cheap, 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 cheap. I'm Sean with Two Black Guys with Good Credit. Your money is your money, good people. Keep it in your damn pocket. Cheap, 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 cheap. And I'm out of here.
Hilarious.
Black guy.
Thank you.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.